The name of the new book is La La La, and Kate DiCamillo will be holding an evening of hope, or a special family event happening on Friday, October 13th at 6 o'clock at the Stissing Mountain High School in Pine Plains, New York, put on by our friends at Oblong Books and Music. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Kate DiCamillo to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure.
Well, and thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Give us a sense of how this particular project came to be for you.
Yes. Well, it is, I am, you know, a writer, and it's a virtually wordless book. So it's a good question. Where did it come from? I can write, but I cannot draw. And so what I did was I doodled. I had this small circle that was moving through a very, very big world, and the small circle was very, very small. And then this small circle saw this bright, luminous circle up in the sky and wanted to connect, and ultimately does connect through being brave enough to sing. And so I turned in all those little sketches, and Jamie Kim, the brilliant illustrator of this book, delivered a whole world back to me. So she's just done an amazing job. And so, the hope comes in this connection. And I feel like, and in the bravery to sing, and that maybe somebody will sing back.
Talk a little bit about that power of connection for you.
Well, it's one of those things where I had a writing teacher once who said that I write behind my own back. And so I never really know what I'm doing in a story, but I've been doing this long enough now that I can see that that connection is something that I'm after all of the time, and between characters and between me and the story. And it's almost like a theme that reoccurs in everything that I do. And when I was national ambassador for young people's literature, that was, my platform was Stories Connect Us. And so I went around talking to people about how reading together can connect us in really profound ways.
And I assume you had that background growing up.
I sure did. But I think about it all the time because I grew up in a house that was filled with books. My mother took me to the library twice a week. She read to me. She bought me books. But I remember teachers reading after lunchtime. They would read aloud from a book. And I remember living for that. And I think, gosh, if I was getting so much of it at home and I still was hungry for that time, what did it mean to the kids who weren't getting it at home? So, and that was, part of what I talked about with being ambassador, just that how powerful it is. And I think that sometimes we lose sight of that.
And that ability is, as you, again, you mentioned your time as ambassador for young people's literature, but that ability that this has to share books of bringing people of all backgrounds, of all ethnicities, of all ages together for that act.
Right. Well, and, it's, I think it's, we're the storytelling animal, right? And I think it's deep inside of us that need to sit in a circle, sit together, and listen to a story. I mean, all of this subterranean stuff happens that we're not even aware of. And we go through an experience together, and it changes us because of connecting in different ways.
When you look at a project like this, as you say, it's a virtually wordless book, but when you oversee and work so hard on something, what is it like to get that art back and to see those drawings that you started with become something real? What is that experience like?
Well, I'm old enough that everything makes me cry now, so...
Does that come with age? Is that what it is?
I don't know, but it's like I'm crying all the time. And I cried when this art came in, and it puts me actually in a wonderful position where Jamie Kim took those small circles and made them into her own and brought her own heart here. And so it's like I can see the work as if it has nothing to do with me. And so, when I get a finished book filled with words that I wrote, I can never tell if it's any good or not. But I can look at I've got an emotional distance from this because of, you know, what Jamie did, and I can see that it's beautiful. And so I responded to the beauty of it, and I was able to say to her, I met her in Chicago this summer. I was able to say, you gave me a great gift. That's all there is to it. She's just a gift, this art.
The idea, back to the original idea of looking at that small circle and knowing that that small circle needed to sing. Was that natural, or is that something that you had, I mean, did that come quick, or is it something that you had to think about?
That's a really good question. It's funny because in the little drawings that I did, the circle actually climbs the ladder, as the little girl does here, and also tried other things that, you know, as I did draft after drafts of sketches, increasingly desperate things to try to get to this beautiful luminous circle in the sky. And then finally realized it's that thing of, you know, maybe if I just sing, which that was a Freudian slip, maybe I sing, maybe the small circle sings. Mm. And so it's just that thing of maybe if I tell my story. And that's kind of what's happened to me as a writer, you know, is that, you know, I'm a tiny little thing moving along, singing a small song, and then the world answered me back, kind of is how I felt, you know, with Winn-Dixie, my first book. And so I feel very much like that small circle and that small girl.
You touched on this earlier, but I would just like to explore it a little bit more, and that's the idea of this is being billed as an evening of hope. That idea of hope and why that is so necessary.
I think, you know, and this has been my experience, when you connect with people, there's an illuminating effect and you can see them. And boy, I feel like we need to see each other right now. And so that's where the hope comes from for me, is that thing of, and a story, a good story, you know, always gives me that. It makes me understand either myself better, I connect to myself better, or I see something, meet somebody that I didn't understand, and I see them better. And I see them, and through that scene and connection comes hope. And like I said, I feel like we're all in a position now where we need that more than ever.
Well, the name of the new book is La, 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 A Story of Hope. Kate DiCamillo, the book is illustrated by Jamie Kim. And Kate will be at an Evening of Hope, a special family event happening on October 13th, Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Stissing Mountain High School in Pine Plains, New York. And you can find out more information by going to oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com for more information. Kate, it's always a great pleasure to speak with you. I thank you very much, and we look forward to having you in town.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. Take care.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is La, La, La. And the special family event of Kate DiCamillo coming to the Stissing Mountain High School for an Evening of Hope takes place Friday, October 13th at 6 o'clock. You can find out more again by going to oblongbooks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.